Hakaras HaTov is even in the worst place in your life to be able to see something to thank Hashem for. If I didn't go through in my life what I went through as a little boy, there's not one girl in this room that would be sitting here. Because there would be no Benos Bina. There would be no Ateres Nava. There definitely would be no BCA. There would not be a ranch in Bethel. Because I don't do this for a living. Just the opposite. It costs me over the years millions of dollars. I make a living, Baruch Hashem, I have a great business. I don't do this because any of my daughters ever came to my seminary, my high school, or my ranch. No one in my family ever came to my seminary, my high school, or my ranch. So Rabbi Wallerstein, if I could pick your brain, what do you have to do with girls? Why do you have a high school for kids that are struggling? Why do you have a ranch? Why do you have seminaries? What do you need seminaries if you don't make money? It's not Israel where they're charging $25,000, right? You're not making money. So if it's not money, why do you do this? I'm asked that question all the time. Like, stay home with your family. You got kids, you got grandkids. Like, you know, sell more plastic bags. Make more money. What are you busy with these kids for? My friends ask me that. What are you busy with this for? Your father didn't do this. Your father wasn't in chinuch. And the answer is, because I had a lot of trauma in third grade and in 10th grade. And I will never forget how I felt when I went through that. And therefore, I am very sensitive to kids who go through abuse and to kids who no one believes in. Baruch Hashem, I had parents that mama saved my life, but my teachers? Oh. I had a teacher that called me a sewer rat at 16 years old in 10th grade, a Rebbe, who, after being abused in third grade and really not liking Rebbes, I finally found someone that I loved, a Rebbe that I trusted and I looked up at, and then one day he was told that I was talking to a girl, which wasn't allowed in my high school, by another boy who wanted to save my neshama. So he ratted on me to get me kicked out of yeshiva. L'shem Shemayim, for sure. He was just jealous. He liked that girl. So I got called in by this Rebbe that I looked up to. And he said, Wallerstein, do you know what happens to boys who talk to girls? Do you know what you're going to grow up to be? I'm thinking, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Avinu, David HaMelech, I don't know what he's going to say. He says, I'll never forget, he put his finger, he said, you, Wallerstein, you're going to grow up to be a sewer rat. So they're little rats, but then there's these big rats. I don't know if you ever seen them in New York. You got those long tails. Imagine the man that you love, the man that you finally is going to help you get through your trauma that you had in third grade, just told you, I was 16 years old, tough guy. I was a tough guy. Someone once said something I didn't like in yeshiva. I broke his nose. They threw me out of yeshiva. I was like, you didn't talk to me the wrong way. I was a hockey player. My whole thing was that during a hockey game, I needed stitches, got stitches, and came back to play in the middle of the game. Like, I was a Marine. I didn't cry. You couldn't get me to cry. And now this man is calling me a sewer rat. That's pretty heavy. I remember going into the bathroom in my high school, and I closed the stall to the toilet, and I just started crying so out of control that, like a little kid when you go, oh, and you can't catch your breath, that I was 16. Everything that happened just all came out. I just fell apart. So I know what it means to be embarrassed. I know what it means to someone that you thought looked up to you tell you that you're garbage. I know what it means for people to give up on you. Baruch Hashem, my parents didn't, but everyone else did. By far, you girls don't know me. By far, the least likely to be successful in chinuch. I didn't know how to spell the word Gemara when I went for my first Rebbe job. I spelled the word Gemara wrong. The guy, another rabbi, embarrassed me and said, "Are you like a ger? Or are you about tshuva? Like, how dare you come to my school and want to teach sixth grade boys, but you don't even know how to spell Gemara?" What he should have said is, "Okay, I'll look at your resume and I'll call you back," and then probably went into the room and started laughing like, "This guy's 20 years old, he doesn't know how to spell Gemara." I didn't know how to spell Gemara. I was like the least expected ever to teach kids in chinuch. I always loved kids in camp. I was the man, hockey player, drummer, I'm a musician. Always was good with kids, but not Torah, not. So, yeah, Wallenstein is very sensitive to being embarrassed and feeling like that, specifically in school, not at home, but specifically in school. And therefore, I said at 20 years old, when I got married to my wife, I said, "Listen, it doesn't make any sense because I wasn't that, definitely not yeshivish and whatever. I'm not going to get into what I was, whatever, but." I said to my wife that and my friends that I want to be a Rebbe, and they were like, "Huh?" Like, my wife's like, "I didn't marry a Rebbe." And I was like, "I know, but half a day I'm going to work, I'm going to make millions of dollars, I'll take care of you. But the other half a day I want to teach." "What do you want to teach? What do you want to teach for?" "Ugh, who likes to teach? They don't pay you. They don't pay you anything, and they don't pay you on time. And if the kids like you, the parents don't like you. If the parents like you, the kids don't like you. And then holla, never likes you. It's like the worst job." So like, why would you teach? And I was like, "I'll tell you why I'll teach. Because the 25 boys in my class, no one's going to touch. And no one's going to embarrass. So I can't change the system. I can't protect everyone. But 25 guys a year, I'll protect." And I taught 8th grade boys for 30 years. 30 years, from when I was 20 till I was 50, every single day of my life, from 8 o'clock till 12 o'clock, I taught 8th grade boys Crown Heights Yeshiva Mill Basin. That 750 guys went through my class. And if an English teacher or any teacher would embarrass, I became assistant principal, I had a lot of power in that school, if anyone would embarrass one of my boys, you were gone the next day. Because you don't tell a kid you're a rat. So, my Hakaras HaTov, and I'm going to tell you something crazy. My Hakaras HaTov, my recognition of the good is that Wallenstein is who he is because of my trauma. Because if I didn't go through that trauma, you wouldn't know me. I would probably be in Vegas right now or in Florida just having a good time. And if Hashem would come to me today and say, "I'm going to give you your life back. You're going to die, but I'm going to bring you back to the world right away. And you're going to have an amazing life. And I'm going to spare you third grade and I'm going to spare you 10th grade. You're not going to have to go through that. You're going to have the perfect, you're going to be like the perfect kid. Perfect marks. All the teachers like you." In the back of my report card, it said the same thing all the time. "He has potential, but he doesn't live up to it," which is the worst thing you could do. If he says he's stupid, okay, my parents don't expect anything. But they'll know he has potential, but he's a loser. He doesn't do anything. Every report got the same thing. With U's, I told my father, "U's mean unbelievable." He didn't buy it. With F's, I told him it's fantastic. He didn't buy it. He didn't buy any of that stuff. Struggled, really, really struggled through school. If Hashem would come back to me today and say, "You're going to be a third grader like every third grader. You're going to be a 10th grader. You're not going to have any trauma. You're going to have the perfect childhood. I could give you your life over again." I would say, "Nope, I don't want it. Because who I am is because of what happened to me. And if it wouldn't have happened to me, I wouldn't be who I am."